On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Been a little while since we've done one of these, but the time seemed right as we get ready to celebrate a Canadian sporting legend. How's it going, everybody? Matt Robinson with you. In the Tall Can Audio Studios. Here in beautiful Bytown, Canada, as the saying goes. It's not so beautiful. Winter hanging around up here. Early in the coming week, they're saying we may hit double digits in temperature. By the end of the week, may hit double digits in centimeters of snow. So, we're not done here, but as you can tell, my voice still sounds just fucking terrible. As I've been hit with a bug that has hung around for quite a while, has not been a good week on a number of fronts, but that's one of them. And I've been wanting to do this show all week. I wanted to give it some time to breathe. I wanted it to have some time to get out there. But my voice has just not been any good, and this is as good as it's been in a while. So, here we are. One of the reasons to do this on an Unforced Errors podcast is, quite frankly, it's not one of the big two. This podcast seems to have kind of its own audience, a little different sometimes than what we get over on Audio Whiplash or on Tall Can Sports. And so, those of you who find this nasally version of me too irritating, which I kind of do, to be honest with you, are free to carry on to something else. But I really wanted to do this before Saturday night hit. For those not aware, Saturday night will be the final call of CBC's longtime play-by-play man, Bob Cole, on Hockey Night in Canada. Now, there's a number of things we can talk about there. The property has been scooped up by Rogers and is produced by Sportsnet now, so Bob's done a bunch of games on there. But he will always be synonymous with the CBC. And, you know, at the end of last season, we've talked about it over here before, Bob just kind of disappeared. And he wasn't given any playoff games for the first time in as long as anyone can remember. Now, it's been quite a while since he did the biggest series, since he was the top guy for Hockey Night in Canada. You know, usually back in the day, he would do the Toronto series. And I'm sorry, everybody, but that was always the biggest series as far as viewership went, as far as ratings went. And you could tell that that's how the CBC prioritized it because they put their top crew on it all the time. You can argue against reality all you'd like if you're a fan of a different fan base or of a different team, but those are the realities that you live in. And it's been quite a while since he would do those and since he would carry on to the conference final and into the Stanley Cup final. I think 2007 or 8 is when he turned the reins over, not willingly, but to Jim Hewson and Craig Simpson, who are the team who do all the big series now, the Toronto series, the Cup final, the All-Star games, the Winter Classics, all that stuff, right? And I haven't been particularly shy. I'm not a big fan of of Jim Hewson's work. I don't think there's a whole lot of emotion in it and whatever that Bob brings. But people get older, they get scaled back. That's sort of how these things work. I don't want to spend a ton of time on that. But last year, he wasn't given any series. And Sportsnet always has, you know, and they put it on CBC, they put it on the different Sportsnet channels, sometimes it's on CDTV, depending on how many games are on, they spread things around a little bit, and, you know, at different times you had Rick Ball, you had Paul Romanuk, you had Dave Randorf, certainly had Jim Hewson, and Bob Cole would get at least one or two rounds where he would do that, usually with Gary Galley, and I kind of liked them as a tandem. Last year, when they handed out the playoff announcements, Bob wasn't on any of them, and there was a huge uproar, and it seemed a lot like, and Sportsnet backpedaled this hard, but it seemed like they were telling Bob he was done, and they had slowly been planting these hints for a while that they were going to be scaling him back, and his time was coming, and so it looked a lot like, for a long time, Bob, that was it, he was finished. They sort of acknowledged him during his final game of the regular season without actually coming out and saying that this was his final game. And Bob hasn't been shy either. He's got no interest in being finished. Well, the public has no interest in him being finished either. And there was a big uproar. And all of a sudden, Sportsnet was put in a spot where they had to come out over the summer and go, okay, we hear you. We're going to give Bob 10 more games. And he'll finish up before Christmas. And so that's what everyone assumed. And so you started looking at games. What might they be? Because for whatever fucking reason, Sportsnet didn't announce them. They didn't tell you which games Bob was going to be doing. And for a lot of you listening, maybe this doesn't matter so much. But to many of us, it was a big deal. And Bob Cole is a legend, the voice of hockey in Canada for as long as anyone can remember. And it mattered that, you know, we were coming to the end of that. And so you could see early on in the season this year, they were kind of sending him to each arena. And but they still weren't announcing the games that he was going to do ahead of time, at least not far out ahead of time. But you could sort of see, okay, this week he's in Vancouver, that week he's here, he is this next week in Calgary, and you're sort of watching, okay, I see what you're doing, you're sending him around to, but you never knew for sure if it was the last time he was going to be in your building. And so some of the fan bases, I remember Ottawa for sure did it, I'm sure others did, but I can't remember as clearly. When it seemed pretty clear this was his last time in their building, they acknowledged him in the arena. The players all kind of would skate by and point to the booth or whatever, give him a little bit of a show of respect. These aren't things that Bob wants. He's a humble guy. He doesn't like to be the center of attention. You'll rarely hear him acknowledge when he's being honored. You know, he's just not that kind of guy. But, you know, a lot of people want to show their respect to Bob Cole. So as Christmas is getting closer and you can kind of see, it looks like, okay, maybe the last Saturday before Christmas, as a Leaf fan, I'm looking for when he's going to be in Toronto. I think it was the 22nd or something like that. The Leafs are playing the Rangers, and it looks like that's probably it. That'll be his last game, at least his last game in Toronto. And, you know, we're coming up on 10 games that they said he'd have. And so here we are. Well, they put out another announcement that said, we're going to give him some more games throughout the rest of the season. There was six or seven more. One was a Toronto-Ottawa game. There was a couple more in Montreal. But they were going to let him finish out the season. And this time they actually announced what the games would be so that people could, which was so friggin' obvious. I have no idea why they didn't do this at the beginning. But apparently they heard the criticism they were getting. And so they stretched it out. And on the last night of the season, which we have now reached, Toronto is playing Montreal in Montreal. And Bob's getting the game. And that's really how it should go. We've talked on Tall Can Sports before about how, for me, now Bob's been around and doing this since the 70s, but the Leafs have been awful forever. And when they weren't really, you know, feuding with Montreal. Their biggest rival was Ottawa. And so this makes sense. It's Canada's two biggest markets. It's two Original Six teams. But when I think of Bob Cole's great calls, I don't think of Toronto-Montreal games. For me personally, it's Toronto-Ottawa games. There's an unbelievable call that he has where he's losing his mind over a Steve Thomas goal. And on the way out of this show, I'm going to play a couple of my favorite Bob Cole calls, and that one's in there. You'll hear it. But to me, this matchup, I guess it's as good as you were going to get. Ottawa kind of stinks. Toronto is in the playoffs. Montreal's just been eliminated from the playoffs, so there's not much to play for in this game, but it'll be kind of cool, right? And it's nice that they at least told people this time that this is it. Get your fix of Bob, because this is probably the last time. And as I mentioned, Bob has no interest in retiring. He doesn't want to be full-time, obviously, but he still likes doing this, and this is still what he does, and he's mentioned in a couple of interviews that this isn't necessarily his call. I've wondered out loud before, and maybe on this show, whether or not you might see him somewhere else in the future. Certainly not full-time, but could TSN use him once or twice next year? He won't be under contract to Sportsnet or CBC. I don't know if I love that idea because I associate him so much with Hockey Night in Canada, whether he'd want to work for somebody else, whether they'd want to bring in someone in their 80s. Really, Bob Cole is 85 years old. Let's say TSN brings him in and just says, you know, we got four or five games for him this year to work, just so that we keep him out there. At some point, then they become the bad guy. When they want that arrangement to end and say that he can't do it anymore, now you've put yourself in the position of being the unpopular people who have to send Bob Cole out to pasture. He has no history with your network. Is it worth it? So it's a long shot. But they're saying here tonight is Bob Cole's last game. I'm not positive that that's the case. I think it's his last game with Sportsnet/CBC and Hockey Night in Canada. But it wouldn't shock me if somewhere else he popped up now and then. Maybe that's just wishful thinking. As I mentioned, what I kind of associate with Bob Cole is kind of my formative years in hockey. I didn't get into hockey as early as most kids did. I was probably 12 or 13 before I really started to get into it. And that says we're just starting to come up upon Toronto's resurgence. I wasn't that into it. I followed it a little bit because the kids in my class were. And since then, because I've become such a nerd for this stuff, I'm aware of all the history. But the Gilmore, Clark, Potvin Leafs were not hardcore for me as they were going on those conference final runs. By the time, though, the thing got torn down, Pat Burns was gone, Gilmore and Clark and those guys had moved along and were rebuilding with the Sundin Leafs, the Curtis Joseph Leafs. I had started to get into hockey a year or two before Cujo signed in Toronto. And he had already become my favorite player based on what he did in that series. I think it was in 97 for the Oilers against the Dallas Stars. And the underdog 8th place Oilers taking the Dallas Stars 7 games and beating them in overtime of Game 7. And as I said, I'm going to play a couple of calls here as we wrap up the show. And Cujo's save in overtime is just out of nowhere. He makes this leap across the net as he's clearly out of position and gets his stick and glove on it and manages to hold on. And it's right after that. It might even be after, like, right off that next faceoff that Todd Marchant wins the draw and goes down and scores on Andy Moog. And the Oilers move on. From that point on, I was hooked on Curtis Joseph. But to a lesser extent, I'm hooked on Bob Cole. This excitement that he had for this underdog team. And it was unbelievable, the emotion that he calls a game with. And there's this ebb and flow, and I've heard him talk about it, that there's sort of four, and I don't want to try and do it all, I won't do it any justice, but kind of four levels of, you know, how the game is going or what you're doing in his calls. And, you know, one is just sort of you're talking and the tonight's officials are and this and that. And second is sort of your play-by-play voice as you're moving through it. And so-and-so is coming in on the line. They stop and make a pass and this. And third is shot, right? Like something exciting is and then that level four is reserved and Bob would get there every now and then. And often it was on a Curtis Joseph save or on the Steve Thomas goal that I'm going to play, but he's freaking out. Something absolutely unreal has happened. And those are the ones that, you know, are awesome. And so you can tell you've left the room to go get a beer or whatever it is. And you can tell because you know Bob has been here forever and you know how he calls a game. You can set your watch to it. If Bob's at level two, you're good. But if you hear Bob creeping up to his level three or certainly his level four, drop everything and come fucking running because mayhem has ensued on the ice. And it was always, for me, like I said, falling in love with Curtis Joseph at the same time as Bob Cole is no surprise because Curtis Joseph is known for all these spectacular saves from out of nowhere that he had no business. And it's because he was out of position. Curtis Joseph would never make it in today's NHL where you're a big guy. You just play that butterfly. You kind of drop and it hits you. He's flopping around. Dominic Hasek, same way, right? Just kicking and swiping at things. And it's because the first one took him so far out of position, he has to make this huge leap. Oh, Joseph! Like, it was unbelievable. You think that for sure is going in, and somehow he gets back there. And so those moments are etched in my mind, the picture of him doing it, but with Bob Cole losing his shit in the background. And like I said, you could set your watch to it. You knew if it was safe to keep walking back to the living room or if you needed to pick your fucking pace up, all based on his call. And as I watch all these people all week, other play-by-play guys, I watched Chris Cuthbert on TSN, the competing network, during the end of the Leaf game on Thursday, send his well wishes to Bob Cole. And, you know, all kinds of different all kinds of different guys have been voicing their opinions on Bob Cole, and they all call it like this ebb and flow. It's this lyrical, you know, it's the flow of the game that he captures so well. And a lot of people, now that Bob is in his 80s, are not fans anymore. He makes too many mistakes. You can't, you know what? I'm sorry he mispronounced your favorite player's name at some point in 2009 and you decided you were done with him. He carries the flow of the game better than anybody else, right? The soundtrack of the game, the song behind the game, right? It's his voice. It carries you through it better than anybody. Are there other people better with names? Sure. Are there other people, you know, who have a better catchphrase or something? I guess, right? But just in terms of carrying you through the game and having his emotion and his voice tell you sort of where things are at and keep it moving, nobody better. Nobody better. And when you listen to him now, you still get that. His voice is a little different. It's a little different as he gets a little older and so on. But he'll always kind of have that. Maybe better than anyone who's ever done it. Certainly in hockey, better than anyone who's ever done it. I don't want to speak too much for the other sports. I'm less familiar. But when you think of his great moments, like I said, I think of those Leaf series and he's had big moments since or whatever. But to me, the last time he was absolutely still the man, the best, and in the perfect moment was the 2002 Olympics. And that gold medal game against the United States and Canada wins at 5-2 and they're counting down at the end of the game. Joe Sakic's already scored the insurance goal. Joe Sakic! Surely that's gotta be it, right? The famous call. And at the end of it, we're inside 30 seconds. He's pointing out and saying that they're singing in Salt Lake City, right? They're all the Canadians in the building are singing the national anthem as it's counting down. And he's telling the rest of Canada to stand up and sing, right? Like to me, those are Bob Cole moments. And that whole tournament, he's still at his absolute best. Just go back and hit on YouTube like 2002 Olympic Team Canada goals or something. And you'll just get the highlights of all the Canadian stuff, but all of it's got Bob Cole in the background and he's still at his absolute best. And Canada hasn't won a gold medal in 52 years at this point or at that point, right? And there's so much on the line and they had this rough start. They lost to the Swedes to start. They tied the Czechs, just barely squeaked by the Germans. Everyone at home's freaking out that this team's not going to be good enough. And they march through and get it done with that soundtrack, man. So good. So good. And I'll never forget. Like I said, there's a million memories from Toronto, Ottawa series and other things like that. But on the international stage, with all of Canada cheering for the same team, and he's carrying that emotion for the nation, just maybe the best work of his career. Certainly some of the most memorable to me, that gold medal game, his call of Joe Sakic's goal, all that stuff. Just incredible, right? Everybody's got their favorites. The Yzerman goal, his all the old babies. There's the time Lemieux splits the defense. Just incredible stuff. And most of them will probably be in this highlight pack that I'm going to play on the way out. But everyone's got their favorite Bob Cole calls. And so tonight's going to be interesting. I'll be honest with you. And, you know, this isn't the cool thing to say. This isn't a sports thing to say or whatever. When I think of Bob Cole, a lot of the time, and I'm a little disappointed I'm not going to be able to watch it with her, I think of my mom, who in the late 90s sort of with me got really into those Leafs, right? Gary Roberts and Sundin and Cujo, and then after that it was Belfour and whatever. And no one would sit beside her on the couch because as Bob Cole was freaking out, she was freaking out and she's screaming and waving and punching people and whatever. And for whatever reason, she could never get the two names right. Bob Cole and Harry Neal. It was always Harry Cole and Bob Neal and whatever. But, you know, she would notice for years afterwards when I would sit down beside her on the couch or she would come, you know, she'd sort of lost interest in the Leafs a little bit. Certainly wasn't watching as much as, you know, when they were good and who could blame her? They were fucking terrible for so long, but she'd sit down and it'd be Jim Houston or it'd be a midweek game. So it wasn't hockey night. Where's Bob? And you know, there's a lot of people who watch hockey on that level, right? The same when they replaced Ron McLean with George Strombolopoulos, people who watch hockey on Saturday night, cause it's on and cause they enjoy the game and cause it's something to do, but are on a far more casual level of it, they notice that stuff. Where's Ron? Where's Bob? These are the people that you've seen do this forever, and there's something kind of comforting about that, and there's something, you know, that makes it part of your tradition, if you want to call it that. And so people notice. And I think people, especially Toronto fans, because he's been taken away for so long from Toronto, have sort of gotten used to Bob not being around, but every now and then he pops up and he's like this familiar face or this friend you haven't seen in a while. And you're like, hey, there he is. And it's a bit of a bummer to know that that's going to be over. And I'm sure they'll do a great job with it tonight. I'm sure they'll have highlights of some of his best calls. I'm sure, you know, they'll have all kinds of people saying all kinds of nice stuff, but, it's sort of a bummer to know that it's over. And like I said, I think of my mom when I think of Bob Cole, cause I used to sit on Saturday nights at the cottage and watch those playoff games with her and from a safe distance. But you know, just knowing, you know, she was always having fun with Bob Cole and whatever. So, those memories are probably far less ingrained in her, but for me, those are, you know, something I associate. The last thing I want to say here, and this is maybe, you know, I mentioned earlier, would he end up on TSN for a couple of games? Could he pop up during World Juniors or do something like that here and there? I wonder, and again, maybe this is wishful thinking, pie in the sky, as a nice surprise, would they give him a playoff round? Now, selfishly, I would love it to be Toronto and Boston. I don't think it will be. Toronto and Boston will be the one in the first round that Sportsnet builds most of their coverage around. Ratings last year were through the roof. It's their biggest, you know, cash cow in terms of selling ads and all that bullshit. They're going to want to put Jim Houston and Craig Simpson on that. And I kind of get that. But would it be a nice thing to say at the end of the game or to surprise and say, by the way, you can hear Bob Cole on Wednesday night in Calgary as the Flames take on whoever it looks like it, you know, whoever it's going to be, Vegas maybe, or, you know, something like that. Now, does that diminish tonight if you're going to have this big, nice night for him and it's his final send off and all these people are going to say all these nice things and you're going to, you know, really do this up as a big deal, then you're like, by the way, he's going to be here for another week or two. I still think it's okay because you want to honor him. It is his last season. And in the playoffs, you don't know when your last game is going to be. You know, if it's game five and somebody's up 3-1, tonight could be the last game, or we could end up having two more. So it's hard to make it official. I still think you could have this night for him tonight and then say, by the way, he's going to do two rounds of the playoffs or one round of the playoffs, and then that'll be it. And then you've had this nice thing for him, and fans got what they wanted in the playoffs. You know, he'd like to call playoff games. He's still as good as half the people they're going to throw out there. I don't know. I doubt it. But I've kind of got my fingers crossed. Like, just maybe. Like, really, what's the harm? So, I don't know. I doubt it. But that's sort of something that I'm hoping that maybe they would that they would look at doing. But more likely than not, tonight is it. This will be it for Bob Cole. And, you know, we had all those years of Bob Cole and Harry Neal as kind of the staple every Saturday night. Like I said earlier, for those of you who gave up on him a long time ago or don't get it, maybe you could just shut up for the day. Because for a lot of people, this is a big night. And you just want to celebrate this guy who was kind of the voice of your childhood, who's been around forever. If you don't feel it, if you don't get it, if you don't like him, that's cool. He's going to be gone. Maybe you don't need to be the one sending out your angry tweets and telling everyone else they're stupid for liking something. Maybe for one day, maybe one day, you could just shut up about it. Seems unlikely, but mull it over. Consider it. It's not the worst idea in the world. I hope you're going to enjoy the game. Like I said, nothing left to play for. Toronto's playing Boston, and they're starting on the road. Montreal was eliminated on Friday night, so they're done. It's, you know, not much on the line tonight, but it's Toronto, it's Montreal on a Saturday night with Bob Cole in the booth. Not a bad way to round out the season. That's Unforced Errors. My name's Matt Robinson. You can give us a follow on Twitter or Instagram or any of those things at Tall Can Audio. We got new stuff up at Patreon today. If you want to check that out at patreon.com/tallcanaudio. We'll wind this one down and we'll catch you all out on the next one. We'll get out of here with some of Bob Cole's best calls. Enjoy the game and we'll see you later this week.
Played well to get it. Here comes Thomas! Scores! Thomas scores! And the Leafs win this terrific hockey game. What a finish!
Look at this, Cavalier. Oh, my goodness!
Here comes a shot! Score! How about that? Oh, baby, for sure! Clark is nailing McSorley. Play of the series. It is Marchand scores! Marchand scores! The icing on the cake. Kariya scores! Paul Kariya! Can you believe it?
Brunet carries in, rolling in front of the Nadine shot. Desjardins following the play, and he misses with the short shot. Here he is again. Scores! Desjardins! And the Canadiens win! Third goal of the game, and the series is a brand new one.
Yzerman is turning and coming in. Another shot, score!
Yzerman scores! Detroit wins the game. Detroit wins the series.
But the key to a victory for the Edmonton Oilers, 99, Wayne Gretzky.
Cement ball, Gretzky is up there. There's a new punch on the block in the National Hockey League.
the Edmonton Oilers.
He's as perfect as anybody would ever hope to be. Great for the game.
Albertson in again. Nearly got in. Scores! Albertson scores and the series is over!
A pass in front, Henderson was upended as he tried to shoot it. Here's another shot, Henderson right in. He scores! Henderson!
Fires that post man. McMahon, oh, again! Arlamov is really melted by Van Emm. They're going home. They're going home. Yeah, they're going home.
All the fans are standing here and roaring. Nice play right in front. This is unreal in New York. Hang on to your hats, folks. Price is down. He can't find it. No, sir. He cannot get it in. Everything is happening. Looks for help. Gets it over. Hanzo scores. Hanzo wins a game for Chicago.